Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Heard you tried calling me this morning.
I did.
Was driving, so I couldn't answer the phone.
Well, I was confused because like your lady is not she's not as diligent as one would have her be, I guess.
No, she turned stupid on me. I have to figure out how to.
Yeah, she got real stupid. She doesn't even talk. She doesn't even like say your. I'll connect you to Vince Morrissey because that's what I always say. I want to speak to Vince Morrissey, please. And now she won't
Yeah.
even connect me to Vince Morrissey. But who knows?
That and she's not letting some people leave messages, so I gotta
That's
figure
the
out what's
other.
going
Yes,
on.
she doesn't let me leave a message either. She just shuts off.
Yeah,
You
so
need
I
to be
gotta.
aware of that. Yeah.
That happened this last week, so I gotta figure out how to change that.
Well,
But
I know you probably have a call and probably have to get going, and I too am so late, but I wanted to make sure
so.
that I got with you. So, is there something you are looking for right now and I could start hunting?
So. Yeah. Well, I went online and just got some
Oh.
prices. But so I have a lady who she's got like a carat and a quarter and an old tennis bracelet she wants to trade in for an emerald cut, like a 2 carat.
Oh, cool.
But
Is it?
I don't know how much she thinks she's gonna get for the stuff she's trading in. So I gotta talk with her some more. And I'm still working with the three carat guy. I
Okay.
guess it was a 6 carat, but so he inherited some money and he doesn't, it has to be under 50,000. I'm thinking he really wants to spend like 30,000 or between 30
Or
and
so.
40, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it going in white or yellow, do you know?
She has yellow now, but I can't remember. I can't remember if she wants to go white.
That's
But
fine.
so
I
here's
can go look.
my thing. Don't send me a bunch of stuff because it cost me like $300 or $400 to send them all back last time. So,
Okay, that's fine.
but I got to get some more details from him. He's more serious than I thought he was. So.
That's a good thing because obviously he kind of went dormant there for a little bit.
Right. And then I've had troubles too, because like Friday morning I was in the ER because I had an allergic reaction to a drug.
Oh, no,
A
you didn't.
new drug that I was taking for my hands.
Uh-huh.
So
Are you
that screwed
okay
me up.
now?
Yeah, it was just, they gave me some steroids and Benadryl and it cleared it up, but it was a little scary for a second because my throat was swelling up and my eyes were swelling up and
Oh my God, do you have an EpiPen that you carry?
no, but we had one at home, but
Well, that's not
it
good. Put
got
it in your pocket.
so it was I woke up in the morning and it's like, man, this feels weird. I've never had an allergic reaction before. And I was looking up the side effects of this drug and it was what I was having. So Lorraine took me to the ER and got that straightened out. I guess I'm glad I went, but
I
so I'm
am too.
behind and then so Claire's having a what is it, endoscopy?
Going down your throat, and they put you down, and they take the little micro thing down into her stomach for ulcers.
Well, they're trying to figure out what it is. She's having stomach problems.
Sourdough bread. And start there. Sourdough bread. It's so good for gut health.
But she's going Thursday to do that, so I'm going to be closed for that probably.
Yes.
And then we're going, then Michael's graduation is Friday, so we'll probably leave after she gets done with her thing in the afternoon and just drive down to Tulsa. So I'm going to be closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
So then next week is Thanksgiving. So it's going to be a zoo.
I'm sure.
So I'm trying to figure out how, if you send me something, how we can work it so that I can get him in here and spend some time with him.
Do you have a set appointment date for him?
No, but I'm probably going to call him tomorrow because she left some chains to be fixed and I have those done. But I think I'm going to call him and tell him I have the chains ready and that I can have a diamond or two in next week. And if that works for him, like a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, I'm worried that if he comes in on Friday, it's going to be one person that I won't have any time to spend with him. So I'm basically going to try and set up when I'm closed.
That's exactly what I would say to him. I would say, hey, listen, just for overall, I'm going to my son's pilot, you know, in essentially college graduation. So I'm taking these 3 days to make the drive with my family. When I get back, though, it's probably going to be crazy here. I want to make sure that you get the time allotted. So is it okay?
And I want to make sure he's in town, too, that week or whatever. So,
right. Well, just let me know when you're ready to, like, especially if it's a rare and forever stone. I mean, obviously, I'll turn around and we've got a gorgeous rare and forever, actually, but not that large in the 5-carat range. Shoot.
No, just the 3.
Is it 3? We've got a brand new 3 or a 4. Oh, I can't remember what it is. Sam just said, and I know it's not in the system, so I can't even look it up to give you the details, but Holstrom's is also looking for something for the guy across the street, the banker across the street. And Sam was like, we can do this rare and forever. I'm like, well, okay, but I can't remember the details.
What she has now next to her for her wedding set is like I'm not sure it's even a 0.5 carat yet.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
she,
it's a big
and originally she was going to put one on each side.
Uh-huh.
3 carat, and I'm sitting there thinking that might be a little tiny.
Mm-hmm.
For the any kind of effect. So we may have to adjust the sizes or something there. So,
wow. Well, you just
so
tell me when you need it, and I'll do the digging and hunting. And obviously, if any of the details change on that 3-carat guy for, and he has $30,000, that's your money to spend on it, or is that his money? Like retail or wholesale?
His money. He's got about 35. So
where do you need to be then?
I don't know. 30,000 probably.
I would say a little bit less than that. You need to make some money there, friend. But I will go with whatever you say. I'm I'm acutely suggesting right now.
Yeah.
I just think you could get away with charging a little bit more for something like that.
So originally she wants to have like a 3-stone ring. So I don't know what a 3-carat and a half carat and a half carat. I don't know that that's going to be all that wonderful. So I don't know if we're going to get some larger side stones then. And
yeah, I would imagine you would want that.
Or smaller center stones. I don't know. So we got to pick his brain some more. So that's what that's what's happening. So
gotcha.
So it's kind of crazy.
I imagine it is very crazy for you.
So I just want to let you know, and then I'll be in touch, and if I find some more information or that sort of thing.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling better. I'm glad you figured out by going to the emergency room what was a possible situation that could be life-altering for everybody that loves you, a.k.a. myself included. I'm already at the nest, empty nest stage. You can't add that to my plate right now. I will go haywire. I need you to stay in that store and be my friend.
Well, I had a follow-up with my family doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, you did a good thing, because it can go bad quickly. So
very fast. I've seen it go bad that fast with neighbor Dave.
Yeah.
It was very bad, and he got stung by a bee, and he didn't even realize that he was allergic to bees until he got stung by it, and it was on my side of my property, of course. There was this big, huge beehive that was, like, in the rotting tree that kind of is on his side, but also on my side, but the root is on his side, if that makes sense, that's rotting out. And the tree itself is on my side, so I don't know whose fault it would be, but I would take responsibility and be like, oh, my gosh, neighbor Dave, I'm so sorry. You know, like, that's what I said, but he got some magic spray stuff, that powder, that dust of dragons. I don't even know. All I know is that
dragon dust.
Yeah, they literally died immediately in that little cavern, because I still have the video of them going in and out at like 5 o'clock at night, and it's crazy. There's hundreds that go in and out. It's like they're going back home. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, essentially, I guess they are going back home. But it's like that all day long until he puts that dragon dust killer stuff. Angel something. I don't know how angels get to be a... Yeah. How do angels get to be death angels nowadays? Who knows? But we've got, like, a lot of crazy shit going on right now, a.k.a. aliens off the coast. We've got...
Oh, yeah.
Rh negative blood and bloodlines from Atlantis and all these other giants. And we've got Scandoval that played in a gosh darn movie on Netflix, and it's hilarious. He was like the boyfriend to this crazy babysitter. Like, it was like one of those little Hallmark movies, story to tell. But he's like now, quote unquote, a movie star, too, on top of it all. Look at how far you've come.
Well, Jax and his wife got divorced. And
did they? I didn't know that.
Brittany?
Yeah.
They were getting divorced.
Oh, they're in the process of? Okay.
Yeah, he went to rehab a couple months ago.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
For what? What was he? Is he on drugs or something? I'm sure.
I don't know.
I imagine drugs and a little bit of everything to be him.
Drugs and alcohol, yeah.
With all the stuff that he's had happen, or he made happen himself by decisions he made himself, willpower-wise, I mean, the man can live and sleep every night. You got to be on something. That's how I look at it. It's terrible of me to say that out loud, but it's true. I'm not saying anything that no one's not thinking about, Jax. Let's be honest. And that poor Brittany and that beautiful little baby. I knew something was amiss when he wouldn't and didn't want to have more kids with her. And then he started getting... Did you watch The Valley or no?
Well, we saw part of something.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it. After, like, the third episode, I was over watching older adults try to still be young. Now, don't get me wrong. I just didn't really care for it anymore. And, quite frankly, I mean... There was just other more important things to see on TV, I guess. I don't know. I'm really into The Voice and oh, I love that roller derby show. Have you been watching the roller skating show?
It's
so corny, but it's so good. Jordan Sparks is like the main person, but it's all about roller rinks and teams, and you get to see them do. And I used to be good like that, so and go to the roller rink at it was called Roller Works, actually, or Skate USA, are the two big places in our area. But I used to love that. And now they have teams of people that do it, and it's so cool. It's corny cool. It's corny cool, and I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Well, I will let you go.
I'll let you go.
I'm going to get on top of this. Text me what you need. You have my cell. Text me when you need me or when you find something or need something.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll get you
a heads
up
now.
So.
Well, and I think it'll be easier if I just send you a list directly, and then if I can't find what I know you would prefer to be known to sell, then it'll just allow me to start the hunt faster. And by the time you and I do end up connecting, because you're so busy, then I, and today I was just busy in general, but only because it's super exciting. I have to just, only because we share our family situations, and I have to leave you on a high note. Because you know that Nevaeh already got that $88,000 scholarship to, and I haven't told, not even Christy yet, but I'm telling you. I told my mom and Matt. But she just got word that she got a $105,000 scholarship to St. Bonaventure, which is one of her one of her main schools as well. So two of the five I think she's going for, not early commitment or but just early admissions, they have given upwards, you know, close to 100 grand in both cases. So it's pretty exciting.
Is St. Bonaventure in New York?
Yeah, St. Bonaventure is. Okay. Have you heard of that school? It's a good music school, too. It's a great
good basketball
school. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, but we're talking the two schools that have gotten back to her have given her the max that they can give. And it just worries me that if that's all that they can give and tuition for the year. Both of them, luckily, we are New York State residents. She's really wanting to go to Boston UMass, or the University of Boston at UMass, Boston U.
Yeah.
One of those down there, which scares the crap out of my mom and such, but Eddie from Kelly Waters is literally right around the corner, so it doesn't scare me as much because I know I have somebody that can bail her out of any situation right there, because I will hold a fire to his tushy, and if I can't, Christy will, so I'm good.
Yeah, one of my friends went to UMass.
Did they like it? Do you know?
Well, this was back in the 70s. Back then he did.
I know it's the nicer of the two campuses. Because I believe there's two campuses for Boston.
I don't even remember what he majored in, but
criminology? What does he do now?
He's retired now, but he worked in the church youth ministry for quite a while.
Okay.
Kind of thing. I was trying to think what he did when he first got out. I can't remember.
Well, they have. Well, you're just a spring chicken in my world over here, so.
But St. Bonaventure, I know they have good basketball.
They do, yeah. And one of my closest friends from, and actually he won the Rochester Diocese in 1997 for male, and I won the one for the Rochester Catholic Diocese for female in 1997, and we went to the same church. William Bleak, he was a stockbroker, and he worked for like 4 years in New York City out of St. Bonaventure, made a boat ton of money, and then moved to Australia with his like wife that he met at St. Bonaventure, and he was a lot like my daughter. He didn't date anybody in high school. He was very focused. He was most likely to succeed. And
yeah.
Did he ever? And I reached out to him when she told me that that was one of her schools, and he goes, she's going to fit in perfect, and she's going to love it, especially if she's going for criminology and profiling and that sort of thing. So it's super cool.
Well, good deal.
Yes. I feel I wanted to share because I want
yeah.
to leave you with a happy smile, but also I don't get to share.
Well, you should be
that.
You should be proud.
I'm very proud, but I want everybody to understand it's not me. It's my village. I don't know how I got to be so lucky. I'll say.
Well. When parents have good kids, a lot of it is luck.
It is. It's all luck in my case. Wait.
No.
I still have an apple. So it's learned a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, Boise.
Yeah.
Oh, sourdough. I have sourdough starter here. Do you want me to send some to you and your wife for your daughter so that she can start making her own sourdough bread?
Well,
I will go on Amazon right now and get you a package of the stuff that I usually use. But you're going to have to cultivate it yourself, name it, and make it your own. Because that's the hard part that I have the most amount of trouble with.
I think they've been playing with that. I don't know. But
yeah,
they're trying to figure.
The cultures are hard.
They're trying to figure out what's wrong with it first. I don't think it's ulcer. They think it's something else.
Well, thoughts and prayers for her and my girl there. Please know I'll be thinking of you guys for sure. And give my boy a big old high five and hug and his wife and the pilot one day. Who knows?
It's actually... graduated from the school, but he's already started. They've hired him as an instructor, but he hasn't instructed any students yet because he has to go through all the onboarding, where you have to get all the paperwork done and.
Oh, so he has, like, a steady Eddie job and stuff, then. He's going right into a full position.
As an instructor, yes.
Wow. That's cool. I think that's right up his alley, too.
So he probably won't get any students until, like, maybe the first week of December, or last week here.
Yeah, but still, he's found a happy spot for himself, and I'm happy for that, for sure.
Well, he's only doing it because he gets to get his hours till he can get to be a pilot for the regional airline, American Airlines.
Yeah.
So basically, he's hoping like a year from now, he'll be training to be the pilot of like Envoy Airlines or something.
Well, he can't be the pirate for... spirit, because I just saw what happened to them.
Well, unless American buys them or something, but
oh, that's true. And we have a spirit. We have American and Spirit. Hopefully, one day he'll just fly into Rochester. We'll get to see him all the time.
Yeah.
He'll be a pilot here. He'll give me the ways around how my ear blockage happens and how do I avoid this?
Right.
Because chewing gum or swallowing is not working. Ever.
Doesn't work it?
No, but I'm also somebody that, I mean, I've had numerous tube. My tubes have been in and out of my ears, I think, 3 or 4 different times when I was younger. And I have the hearing loss and stuff from just in general. My dad has almost 95% hearing loss in one ear. He streams through the telephone, just and you can hear his TV streaming in the other ear while you're talking to him. So, yeah, no, hearing loss is just something. I think, you know, they say salespeople talk loud, and the best salespeople are loud talkers. I think I talk loud just because I have a family that talks loud, and I've been used to it for years. So.
Right.
All right. Well, I will let you go because it is now 6:36, and I got that email that says you need to stop it and go home. So here we are.
All right.
Going home.
Bye.
So for you, all I need is details on this overall. Yeah. I want to know from your perspective of when is the appointment, when can he get in there, when do I need to have something in your hands by, you know what I mean? And if it's yellow or white.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
EpiPen. Sourdough. Yeah. Love you. Bye.